President of Basketball Operations of the Orlando Magic. He is Jeff Weltman. Let me just say this. You are CIA-like. Like, you're really good. I have to hand it to you, my man. I've been trying to find out what's going on for 6 weeks, and I can't get you to call back. Nobody calls me back. Nothing. You're really good. Congratulations.
I don't know how to take that.
It's a good thing. As long as we hire the right guy, it's a good thing. So did we hire the right guy or what?
Well, then I do believe that it's a good thing because I do believe we hired the right guy.
It's a long process. 6 weeks it took you to get to this point, and I was just talking about your quote during the news conference. This is one of the few things that you can control as a president of basketball operations in the NBA, Jeff.
No, it's so true. I mean, you know, we go through all these cycles in our season, and obviously – the more kind of high-profile ones being the draft and trade deadline, and you have no control over those processes. You have, first of all, you have deadlines. You have days where they're going to go off whether you're ready or not. And then each one of them, you know, with the trade deadline, you're dealing with other teams, and you don't know how genuine they are. They're expressing interest, but at the end of the day, is it real interest? And you're kind of balance that against other teams and you know, play deals against one another. So you're kind of like caught in this like storm of, you know, what's really going to happen at the end of this? Who's real? You know, and how do we really feel? With the draft, you know, you're dealing increasingly now with a process where, you know, certain players will take certain visits. And now even a lot of guys in Chicago this year didn't submit to medical testing. So, you know, they'll share that with certain teams. This is one process where you control it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no deadline. There's no, we don't want to come visit you. You know, they're assuming that the coach wants your job. And listen, there are times when they want to feel you out as you feel them out, but that's fine too. At least you're mutually motivated to take the meeting. Why rush it? It's too important. There's nothing an NBA team can do more important than hiring its head coach. And so, you know, that was our approach. Let's meet with guys. Let's talk about the meeting. Let's talk about it again and again and again. I poor John Hammond, I wore him out with the same questions just again and again. We'd be driving, and then I'd call him when I got home. But what do you really think about this? Well, I told you that four times yesterday. But I really believe that by doing that and by just, you know, continually turning that rock over and over and over, you come out with the truth. And so that's what we tried to do, and that's why it took so long, and I'm pleased that we came out, you know, confident that we got the right guy.
Magic President of Basketball Operations Jeff Weltman, kind enough to join us after the announcement of Steve Clifford as the new head coach of the Orlando Magic. He was described as a Swiss Army knife during the news conference in terms of his coaching. You're convinced that this is the guy that takes this team to the next level, correct?
I do believe that. You know, that's what our scouts call multi-skilled players now, a Swiss Army knife. So I'm just trying to catch up to our scouts.
Right.
You know, but you know, Coach Clifford has proven that, you know, he can establish a certain identity for a team. He makes his opponents beat his team. You know, very few mistakes. He's going to control the defensive boards. He's going to get back in transition. He's going to make you play well. And the ability for him to do that while developing players. He watches a ton of video individually with guys. It's a big part of his belief. One of the things that I really appreciated that he kept talking about as we discussed player development, you know, the importance of summers, preparing for training camp, but in developing players in ways not just that they would be successful, but that makes the rest of the team successful. And understanding that everything that we do individually fits into a greater picture, which is how do we win?
That is Jeff Weltman, the Magic's president of basketball operations here on ESPN 580. We're going to take your phone calls on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez beginning at 3 o'clock today on the hiring of Steve Clifford as the Magic's next head basketball coach. I've already gotten this from some Magic fans. Okay, you go out and you fire Frank Vogel and you hire Steve Clifford. Isn't that a lateral move? And I know you're in a tough spot because you don't want to say anything negative about Coach Frank Vogel, but can you address that from a fan standpoint? Oh, it seems like a lateral move. Can you address that, Jeff?
Well, you know, like you said, Scott, I'm not here to say anything about Frank Vogel. Frank is a really good coach, and he's a really good guy. I think that, you know, teams have different fits, different times where they need certain things. And I think that, you know, Steve has demonstrated the ability to take his struggling team, get them quickly into the playoffs, develop their players. I think that if you were to survey coaches around the league, they would tell you that I don't like playing against Steve Clifford. You know, his guys play together. They have a defensive identity. And, you know, organizationally, I think there were a lot of things that we kind of jibed on as we met with Cliff. So I think that, you know, it's kind of a unique opportunity for us to look at a guy who was an unemployed, you know, top five, top 10 NBA head coach by, I think, most NBA guys' standards. And it was a good opportunity for us, and you know, we went for it.
I'm going to slip this one in here. How many guys did you interview for this process? Can you tell us that?
Well, Scott, you know, it's funny. I said from the outset that I wasn't going to comment on that. I can tell you that, you know, it was more than were reported.
Okay. more than four or five. Okay,
right.
Gotcha. Jeff Weltman, Magic President of Basketball Operations here on ESPN 580. What about the health issue? I know it was brought up during the news conference. Steve missed 21 games last year due to the sleep deprivation.
Yes.
and the headaches, and he did talk about that in great length during the news conference, and I know I'll have the ability to speak with him about that. Did that concern you going into the process, if you will, with Steve Clifford?
Yeah, no question. I mean, that was actually our first concern. You know, nothing else matters if health isn't present. So all I can tell you about that, Scott, is I can cite trades that I've been a part of that have been vetoed, some rightly, some wrongly, by doctors. Draft picks that have been vetoed, some rightly, some wrongly, by doctors. And other teams' trades and draft picks. And at the end of the day, I think we all do. Hopefully anyone who respects the any other profession and the expertise that goes in will say, I'm not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is, our doctor did extensive research with their doctor and understands the medical research and all the testing and everything that Steve's gone through. And our guy gives us the thumbs up. Then I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell you that we did have long conversations with Steve about it, because some of it involved kind of, you know, as Steve alluded to, just simple stuff, getting more sleep at the top of the list. And, you know, you have to understand, Steve Clifford is a Stan Van Gundy disciple.
Yes.
And these guys are famous,
right,
for not sleeping.
Right.
You know,
right.
They'll get back from a road trip at 3 a.m. and they'll be off in the office at 5. And I think that one of the things that Steve learned through his process is he has to live differently, as
mm-hmm.
he said in the press conference. But medically, I can tell you that all of our docs have done extensive homework and feel confident that Steve checks out, and obviously we would not have proceeded if that weren't the case.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting during the news conference, you also talked about Steve Clifford being a marked man, if you will, back to your days in Milwaukee, along with your general manager, John Hammond. You actually interviewed Steve Clifford back in the day, 5 years ago, for the vacancy in Milwaukee. You said he's a marked man. Why? Why was he such a marked man, Jeff?
Man, it's so funny. I believe, I don't want to get this wrong, I believe that John at the time called Stan, because Stan was sitting on the sideline that year. Would you be interested in the job? And Stan said, look, I'm going to take this year to sit on the side, but you guys need to talk to this guy. And we kind of knew who he was, but we didn't know him. And as I said in the presser, he just blew us away. He was so prepared. We couldn't poke holes in anything. He had a real idea about the way that he wanted to play, how he wanted his team to look, you know, just was an encyclopedia of kind of, you know, situational knowledge in game, how he wanted to conduct summers. And we were just really taken by him. And so I will hearken back to your question about, you know, some of the fans, is this a lateral move?
Mm-hmm.
I believe this. Those in the know in NBA circles regard Steve Clifford as an elite NBA coach. He took the Charlotte job. You know, they hadn't made the playoffs in a while. I think his second year they made the playoffs. And, you know, they have, like a lot of us, they've had their own internal struggles and issues with roster. And I'm sure he would look at himself and say, like, I had my own bad nights. But at the end of the day, we have to look past the guys that just win titles every year as elite coaches. There are a lot of elite, there are a lot of great coaches in this league. Which ones are elite? And I think that Steve has a reputation amongst his peers and amongst a lot of NBA people to be one of those guys. And we saw the inklings of that in that first interview that we conducted 5 years ago, just how on point he was, you know. So I kind of, you know, say that, and he was kind of a marked man since then. Obviously, when we went through, when we embarked upon this process, we were quite serious about a number of people. But Steve, once his health checked out, was a guy that we had our eyes on as well.
Interesting. That is Orlando Magic president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman, kind enough to join us. Steve Clifford is the new head coach of the Orlando Magic. So how involved is the new head coach going to be in this draft process now? I mean, you're in the process right now. We're about 3 weeks away from taking number six and overall, and you have a couple of second rounders. How involved is Steve going to be in this draft process?
Well, I would say this, Scott. I would say that it would be unfair of us to involve him too heavily, and it would be unfair of us to involve him too lightly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll share with him what we've been going through, you know, where we're leaning. He will be able to attend. We haven't had any guys in yet for six. So he'll be able to attend those workouts, you know, devise his own thoughts on guys. At the end of the day, that job falls on the heads of myself and John Hammond and the rest of our scouting staff to come up with the right guy. And obviously, we'll try to do that in harmony with the way that our coach wants to play.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Weltman here on ESPN 580. We'll start ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Haven't talked to you a whole lot about the draft. I know you're in the process right now, and I know there's a lot of things that you cannot discuss with me today. But after going through the process, after going to the combine, after studying tape on these guys, after doing personal interviews, are you more encouraged now that you're going to be able to get a quote-unquote impact player? Let's forget about 35 and 41 for now. Are you more encouraged now than you were before going through the process that you're able to get an elite player at six, or the possibility of an elite player at six?
Yeah, I think we were confident going in, and we remain confident. You know, this has been a draft that people have been talking about for a couple of years. I mean, you know, the high school scouts tag these classes years in advance, like, oh, that 18 class, you know. So the whole NBA, you know, world has kind of seen it's like watching a wave form out on the ocean, and you kind of, okay, here it is, now we're in it, and you know, we're picking at a position where, you know, you would expect to get a good player. And so we kind of came into this draft confident that we would be able to look at an impact player. And we have not had anyone visit us yet at six. That's the typical timing of this thing. Those guys will come later. We have visited with a couple in Chicago, and we will have, you know, as many in that we can get. But I can tell you that the group of players that we're looking at, we're very confident that we'll get someone that will help us a lot.
All right, final question. We'll let you go, Jeff Weltman. A message to the fans. I've gotten a lot of messages from fans today. I don't think...
All good,
you
right?
No, not necessarily. Well, you could have gone out and hired a cross between Phil Jackson and Red Auerbach, and fans would be ticked off at this particular point, just because there is such a cloud of negativity. What is it going to take, Jeff Weltman, to turn that frown upside down, if you will? And do you have a message to Magic fans who may not be ecstatic about the hire today?
Yeah. You know, what it's going to take is, it's going to take work, and it's going to take time.
No shortcuts.
There's no shortcuts, and it's not rocket science, you know. You know, I can tell you this. I do believe that this community has had a lot of success, you know. I look at the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think they made the playoffs for the first time this year in 14 or 15 years. These guys have been in finals twice in the last, you know, 15 years, you know, something like that. And so, look, it's a cyclical business, and you know, I know we're riding a wave right now, and we're at the bottom. We're not at the top. The only way to remedy that is to build an organization brick by brick by brick. Analytics, performance, player development, coaching, management. we have to surround our players with excellence. We have to put them in a position where we can evaluate them because we've given them nothing but the best to work with, add time, and understand who we are, where we need to grow, and hopefully our organization is making good decisions as we get there. With that, the coaching hire today, I can tell you, this guy can coach. He is an excellent coach. He will work with players individually. He sees the bigger picture. He'll allow them to see the bigger picture. He'll communicate. There will be a level of improvement and internal growth. And these things don't happen overnight. I can tell you that, you know, how does it happen overnight? You get the number one pick in draft, LeBron James. Then it might happen overnight. Putting that on the side, it's just work.
Yeah.
We have to work smart. We have to work hard. And we have to be patient. And I know that it's easy for me to come here after, you know, 450-win seasons in Toronto and say this is what we need to do. And the fans here have been struggling through six, you know, playoffless years. But that's what it takes, you know. There was about the same amount of time in Toronto before they became who they are now, and there's just no way around it. I can sugarcoat it. I can kind of try to, you know, be disingenuous about it, but that's not who we're going to be. You know, we're direct with our players, we're direct with our approach, and you know, we're direct with our fans. And I really do believe. That we are building an elite organization that over time we will be able to sustain success here.
Well, one of those building blocks was certainly laid today with the hiring of head coach Steve Clifford. All right, Stealth CIA man, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to chat with you. Good luck in the process, Jeff, and we look forward to great things here in the future, my man.
Thanks, Scott. Likewise.